We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Gresh and Keith
on WEEI.
Here's what's trending right now. I said trending. Go ahead, John. Lop it off. Play it later. And now with Curtis McCaffrey out, three straight weeks in a row. I said straight.
Dark times have fallen upon the empire.
Everybody loves a good streaming D because they've got the best package as far as best assets. Excuse me. I'll phrase it correctly so John doesn't play that back on me later. When we come back, we will speak with James Bite. This is Nick Fitzy-Steven. And that is what is, whatever. That was trending. Just...
Look what the cat dragged in. Nick Fitzy-Stevens in for the final 3 hours. Gresh is literally on his way to 5.5 hours worth of dental work.
Okay,
that's not
so,
a joke.
So the question is to the audience right now, John, 5-minute poll. What's more difficult, 3 hours of me on the radio or 5.5 hours of dental work?
Yeah, the 5-hour polls are meant for going into commercial breaks, Fitzy.
Oh, now John's explaining to you the 5-minute poll.
5-minute
poll. I invented
John.
The 5-minute poll.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, apparently.
I think you stumbled into that one.
A lot of people in the area have become familiar with your 5-minute polls, apparently.
That's why it's getting tested every week. Not great. Not great.
John, I love the fact.
And we're off with Fitzy, 11:03.
I love the fact that I get a Fitzy's greatest hits montage as a rejoin at the top of the hour. And by the way, where else can you have the primary host do a first hour and warm up someone who just drove in from Brooklyn from a wedding they went to drinking Aperol Spritz and bourbons last night?
Aperol Spritz was the drink of choice.
What is more
nice
refreshing at a nice little urban wedding open bar where you're watching a silks and trapeze artist in this old like machine factory turned wedding venue?
They had a trapeze artist at the wedding?
At the wedding.
Man, you're living the high life, aren't
you? I gotta tell you, I was living the high life. First time my wife and I have been out together in forever. Hardly knew each other anymore.
You have a lot to discuss.
We had a lot. She literally, we got in the car. We drove from Southern Connecticut to Brooklyn last night to this wedding.
Oh, nice drive.
Great drive. Yeah. You know what's nice? 93 degrees on 95. 95 on 95.
It was a hot one out there.
It was a scorcher.
So we had the 3-year-old birthday party yesterday.
I saw.
Baby goats. My
baby
wife
goats.
Found this thing and baby goats came and they couldn't have been a bigger hit.
Mm.
Could not have been a bigger hit. Now, my dog, who is like part border collie, they like rope it off. There's like a little bit of, or like they fence it off.
There's no chance they're going to escape.
He wanted to be in there so bad.
Oh.
And he was even kind of herding them around the outside.
Dad, let me in.
He's like, Dad, let me
Dad,
in.
Dad, one shot. Come on.
Sniffing them.
Give me 3 minutes.
Them. But yeah, kids like baby goats.
I mean, what a time. Just what a time.
Yeah.
What a Sunday we all had.
And
trapeze, Aperol Spritz, my wife talking for an hour and 45 minutes straight because she's like, this is the longest I've spent without our kids in 6 months. You with baby goats, a bounce house, and double IPAs in the sun.
Whew. Man, what a time.
We are rocking.
And Fitz, you stumbled upon something.
Yes, sir.
New England Patriots wide receiver Kendrick Bourne did a podcast that has kind of flown under the radar insofar as nobody has listened to it or seen it.
One could say that this little nugget that I stumbled across while doing a little social meteoring as I put together the Sunday 7 for WEI.com
yesterday. One of my favorites.
Thank you. Yep. Which is your favorite? Sunday 6, Sunday Saturday 6, Sunday 7?
7. The 7, the more the better.
Right.
7's the number.
Seven's
That's the sweet
best.
Spot.
Yes.
You can't even get a work. You can't even break a sweat in 6 minutes.
Numerically,
seven
it always
minutes.
Works best in alliteration, of course.
Right.
That's one of the primary rules of faux journalism in sports. So
the Tuesday 20 seems like it's going to be a stretch for you, but I look forward to that as well.
100 Wednesday takes forever to put it. Billy told me he never made it past 23 on the 100 Wednesday.
No, you got to pace yourself. You, know,
right.
you read some in the morning, you kind of dip back
so
in around
So Andy
lunch.
Hart is off coaching lacrosse, drinking Miller Lights, living in life on his boat and just being grumpy.
Yep.
And I filled in on the Sunday 7. And while doing a little tertiary sort of YouTubing, looking for something to support this idea, I think maybe I had heard it from Kevin Clark on The Ringer a while ago, that Kendrick Bourne should be used. I think we all believe Kendrick Bourne, best wide receiver on the team, should and could be used more this particular season. Showed a knack for playmaking last year.
He did. You think he's better than Devontae Parker? Now, I know he's new. I'm talking about last year's guys. But do you think he's better than Parker?
More variety. We can get to the assets and what Devontae Parker will do for the wide receiver room and the offense in general in just a minute. But I'm looking around like, could he do something more this year? And I find this random podcast with a video clip, a pre-selected one-minute segment, where he says he would actually like to emulate a former San Francisco 49ers teammate.
I want to have some touchdowns rushing. I don't know how many. I'm not going to say a number, but I should have had some rushing touchdowns last year, and I was disappointed in watching my film on certain runs that I could have finished better and did things better. Receiving is dope. I've been doing that all my life. But to rush the ball, get it handed off to me was something new and something I'm still learning, embracing, and want to improve on a lot more because I can, help the team with those kind of runs, man, reverses and certain things. So just improving my run game and finishing with touchdowns, man, is one of the biggest goals for me next year.
You see yourself in a little bit of that Debo role?
Yeah, a little hybrid. Yeah, I do, man. I've been, because honestly, just making plays, when I get the ball, I want to make a play. I want to make a positive play. And if they want to give me the ball, I need to make a play so he can give me the ball again. So, I definitely see myself as a hybrid.
So, to be fair to Kendrick Bourne, he didn't bring up Debo Samuel. The interviewer mentioned Debo Samuel, but then he was like, sure, of course I want to be like Debo Samuel. For the record, Debo Samuel last year had 1,400 yards receiving, and he had 365 yards rushing, but had 8 rushing touchdowns.
That's the thing. 53. He had 360 yards rushing on only 53 carries, so he averaged 7 yards a carry. But to go for 8 touchdowns, so he's scoring once every 6.5 carries, that's insane.
That's insane. That and is he had one 6 of the, catching touchdowns.
6 receive, 6 catching.
He had catching touchdowns aplenty. He had 6 touchdowns. So he had 14
total catcher,
touchdowns.
Kendrick Bourne.
And he missed a game. So that was in 16 games, he had 14 touchdowns.
Dude has every reason, as we've seen A.J. Brown, Tyreek Hill receive these wild paydays. Last year, Debo Samuel had every right to clamor for a new deal and for more money. That is an insane season.
He's their best running back. He's the wide receiver.
Best running, better than Elijah Mitchell, better than anyone else who toted the rock last year. And a phenomenal, because he's just so good in space. And I think that's one of the things we saw last year with Kendrick Bourne. Now, Debo Samuel is a little bit bigger. Kendrick Bourne's only like 6'1", 197, I think.
Yep.
Could have said 200. Notice how I went 197.
197 is very specific.
Super hard over there.
Yeah,
I apologize.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll do a lap after
Is that after breakfast?
That's out. Yeah, okay. Well, he's pretty lean guy.
He is.
Takes good care of himself.
Yep. And so last year he had 12 carries, 125 yards. I mean, you'll take
10 yards a carry.
So you give him the ball. How many carries do you think he should get a game?
I think 3.
Yeah, because you don't want to go crazy. I think that's the thing with Debo, and that's why he's pushing back on it, because eventually you're going to fry those guys out.
And they're like, well, are we going to pay you? Because we're not going to give you the full DeMarco Murray, but we're probably going to run you into the ground, because that's what Kyle Shanahan does. Mm-hmm. That and choke when it comes to the clutch and in the postseason.
He's had issues.
He's had a couple issues.
Yeah, it's not his best.
But if you could give Kendrick Bourne the ball 2 to 3 times a game, let's say it goes 2.5, so you give him 45 carries this year, you'll go somewhere between what Debo did last year and what the Patriots actually reaped the benefits of that people kind of forget in 2018. Remember, I'll take you back to 2018.
Please.
The Patriots running back room was decimated early in the season. Who stepped in to actually tote the rock as the primary ball carrier for a game and a half and also be an OW offensive weapon?
Cordero.
None other than
Patterson.
Corduroy Peterman himself.
That's right.
Cordarrelle Patterson, who actually was surprisingly effective. Now, not as great as in terms of getting it to the end zone then.
And then
but
he
of
was
course,
better in Atlanta.
But look at how good he is in Atlanta now.
Yeah.
I love the idea. The Patriots are going to need everything as this new flex defense, whatever the hell it is they're doing back there with 19 safeties on the field.
Yeah.
As that comes together, they're going to need to do everything they can to score points.
Is Ty Montgomery that guy, though?
What if it's a combination?
It probably will have to be. Because I don't know, like, what's best case scenario? And we'll do Optimus Prime versus Negatron next hour.
We're calling back all the hits of the middays.
Right back to the well. But what is like
what
best?
What happened?
What is the best game? We're going to do that as well. We're going to recap games from week 8 in the 2018 season.
What happened?
What's the best case really for Kendrick Bourne? And is he also the guy that's sort of the key to this being a below average wide receiver group to a really productive and maybe sneaky good wide receiver group.
See, I think it's more the latter than it is to the former, and we were talking about that Saturday. In place of Andy Hart, I had Barrett and Kyrie Thompson, our latest addition, took over for Ryan Hannibal's, the Patriots guy.
Mm-hmm.
We went over the idea that in absence of a true number one, maybe the fact that the Patriots have several number two receivers. Kendrick Bourne, solid number two receiver. Devontae Parker, probably, I mean, de facto number one, but probably number two.
Right.
Nelson Agholor, Jacoby Myers. Like, this is a lot of, like good but not great receivers. Maybe a room full of good receivers will all
compliment
each other.
You've mentioned that show that you did this weekend eight times in the first 11 minutes, and we also have a clip of national podcaster and sports writer Bill Simmons complimenting that very program.
I was listening to... I was driving around in the car listening to WEI on my on my car and this on through Spotify through the Odyssey app. And they were talking about the Pats receivers. It was great. I felt like I was in Boston. They were like, and it was actually a good segment. I was impressed. It was the three guys. It was like a guy named Fitzy, Kyrie Thompson, and I'm going to blank on the third guy.
Well,
but
Ryan Barrett.
But they were doing this segment about how the Pats don't have a number one receiver, but they have a lot of number two receivers.
Wow.
And it's like, can that be better in some ways? And I don't know. Within 10 minutes, they got me kind of excited about football. I was like, yeah, maybe you don't need a number one receiver. Maybe you could just have a lot of different receivers. It was great. It was the perfect like summer football segment that I didn't realize I had been waiting for.
Jesus Christ, you guys all deserve a raise.
Well, how about
the sports
that?
Guy himself.
Right.
Popping
most
around,
listened
even
to
dropped
podcast.
His Odyssey app, which I recommend everybody download as well. You can catch the show wherever you are.
You never know who's going to be listening on a Saturday, Rich.
No, you don't.
On a Saturday.
Some guy named Fitzy, that's high praise.
Chad Finn tweeted out that the show Saturday sounded great and enjoyed the talk. And then we get Bill Simmons following.
Simmons.
And then Brian Barrett gets a follow from Bill Simmons. Don't worry, I didn't.
He didn't remember Barrett's name. He followed him.
He got the follow. Siri, tell me who the host of that show was. Please don't follow Fitzy.
That is pretty. That is pretty impressive.
But see, It was nice. It was obviously nice to hear that because it's good to hear some positive talk about the station as well, and people responding positively to positive Patriots talk. I have actually been saying for a while, and have been scoffed many times, morning show, Andy Hart as well on the Six Rings pod, that I think this wide receiver room, they will all find ways to help each other out because there's no redundancy. And you do have a lot of solid receivers, none of which are Devontae Adams or Tyreek Hill or A.J. Brown. You don't even, you know, Amari Cooper. You don't have a true definitive number one, the burner, et cetera. You do have Tyquan Thornton, who Kyrie Thompson described as laughably fast.
So but tiny wrists.
Tiny wrists.
The smallest wrist in the league.
I know. And I, as someone
you've
got good. Look at these.
What do you mean?
Look at these little, my little black swan wrists. Look at these. Look at these dainty little lady
wrists.
So my
one counter, and I'm not saying this can't happen with all these number two and three receivers, but you look at all the best teams over the last several years, really outside of Tom Brady in the early part of the run, because even later he had Edelman and Gronk, but doesn't every really good team have a stud playmaking receiver?
Most of them do, yes.
You know, like Brady Diggs, with the Bucs and Cooper Kupp and like all these guys. So that'd be my one counter.
But is there a way that the Patriots can use Kendrick Bourne, who said he's willing to be deployed in a number of different ways, wants to hold the ball more, wants to run the ball? Can you use Devontae Parker as a big guy on the outside to shift Nelson Agholor back to the slot where he is way more effective? Can you actually get something, Rich? Anything
possible
out of Jonnu Smith? And will the no, just
let me
please.
You right,
all
there.
Right.
Let me dive
honestly,
in.
Honestly, we prefer you come in sober as opposed to not sober at this hour, Fitzy. And will the running backs be utilized in the passing game more? Because I don't think James White is going to start the season healthy.
You mean James Bite?
James Bite.
Probably
also
not,
James Bite.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And so sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, more of Gresh and Keefe
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Hawk delivers 2-0. Ground ball bounced to deep right field, grabbed there by Story, the second baseman, and throws him out, and that ends the ball game.
0-1 to draw the pitch. Lined into the gap in left center field, a long run over to his right for Duran. He gets there to make the play. What a night for Jaron Duran and the Red Sox. They win it 4-2. Swing and a line drive into center field. Duran racing in. He will get there and make the play. Ball game over. The Red Sox sweep the Cleveland Guardians. They have won 7 straight. They're 19-4 in the month of June. They are rolling. And up next, the Toronto Blue Jays.
That was the voice of Will Fleming. He's absolutely right. The Red Sox are rolling. They now have the third best record in the American League, trailing only the Yankees and the Astros. They are in second place in the division, and they have the top wildcard spot. Back here on Gresh and Keefe, Gresh is getting dental work done, and a lot of it. So Fitzy is here, but how about those Red Sox, Fitz?
Boy, the Red Sox could not have picked a better time to get it together. The hangover that Boston was collectively feeling following the Celtics, not just losing the finals, but the Celtics losing their way on the way to losing the finals.
Right.
Whiffing in 4 and then just getting their legs kicked out from under them in 5 and 6. For the Red Sox to slowly be building steam and momentum, getting the game together, and now becoming a must-watch every night because they just beat the Guardians. They swept out Cleveland 3 straight. So we've moved officially, Rich, from the "Hey, listen, you know, you can only play the guys on your schedule" portion of their schedule where they just basically
smashed.
They were presented the trash and they took it out every night.
Yep.
Well, now they're about to face the lumber as, 30 of the next 33 games, whatever it is.
It's like
27
ton.
Of the next 30 are all against really good and winning teams, and so much of it is against the AL East. Here's your gauntlet. Okay, guys. So Duran has figured out his game. We don't know much about the bullpen yet. You're getting great at-bats from Devers, Bogarts again. Doogie with that absolute smash Saturday night. God, you want to talk about it? He got all that one.
He sure did.
The teams come together. And who's better, by the way, right now than Nick Pivetta?
Nobody. Nick Pivetta, he had one bad month. He had like three or four bad starts. And then the guy has been Cy Young.
Nails.
He's been ridiculous.
Nick Pivetta, really?
Really, Mad Dog? He's going to be an all-star.
Pivetta. Yeah.
Pivetta. Nick Pivetta. He's going to be out
Pivetta
there killing
it. Nick Pivetta has been awesome.
This whole run that they went, you could argue that Nathan Eovaldi is their ace. And this run that they just went on in June, they didn't have him.
Eovaldi-less
and Whitlock-less.
Whitlock-less.
Was another guy, Whitlock-less, who, whether he was out of the pen or a starter, you're like, those are two guys you're relying on. And, you got Josh Winkowski coming up. You got Rich Hill throwing a gem last night. And then Pivetta and Waka have been insane.
Waka could be, You know, the same way that Kendrick Bourne made, I'm going to cross sports here, but hopefully you'll allow it. The same way Kendrick Bourne just made the ESPN list of one of the best 32 contracts in the NFL. Like, we signed you for this.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And wow, you've actually overperformed. And there we were last break talking about how we hope to see him do even more.
Jesus Christ. It's
Kendrick Bourne! Guy's got it in him, yeah.
And now, Michael Wacha has turned into one of the best contracts in Major League Baseball this year. That guy has been phenomenal. I don't know what, if it was Bloom just being like, I got to go fish again in the Tampa pond, or if they saw something they thought would work, or maybe he worked through it
last year.
Yeah, he wasn't that good. So why did they take a flyer on him? But he's been great. And here's what gets me really excited for the next month. And that's more than just getting out to the movies,
yes.
Minions, the finale of Stranger Things season 4, and
Minions.
The other stuff we talked about off air.
Minions is going to get you going?
Come on.
Kids love the Minions, huh?
The kids love the Minions. Yeah, right. That's going to be a multiple viewings.
You're going to go to the theater multiple times for Minions?
I'm going to have to.
Okay.
I'm going to have
they
to.
They demand
I have,
it.
I have two small boys who speak like that. I wake up in the morning, and I'm like, good morning, boys, and they're like, Kevin, banana!
Go just watch the old one. It's on Disney Plus.
I know. They all literally sound and look the exact same.
Outside of summer movies, The Red Sox are giving you a reason to wake up in the morning.
And not only just a reason to wake up in the morning, but like a reason to get excited about like seize that coffee day. And get around that day. You are going to get Nathan Eovaldi back. You have heard positive word on Chris Sale looking the best maybe. Right. See, I know you have to do that side
hesitant,
shake.
But you're right. But the thing is, you don't even need him. So when he comes back, he kind of is as an add-on and anything better.
Where you may use him, likely to start, although you never know the way somebody may get deployed because this is going to be an all-in, just grab an oar type of effort until they get the bullpen figured out. And lest we forget, there's a slightly greater than 50% chance that around the All-Star break or just thereafter, you may add another former All-Star starter in James Paxton, recovering from the old Tommy John.
Yeah, these guys come back better from
they
Tommy
do.
John. Yeah, they have a ton of guys, and I think that clears the way for Whitlock to pitch in the pen or do whatever you want with, like, Winkowski.
Rich Hill to join the Nesson booth.
Get him up there. He's older than most of the guys.
Maybe he can do
on.
Afternoons, middays, nights, who knows?
It's all good. You can do whatever you want. But, yeah, when they were 10-19 back on May 8th,
and Trevor Story was like getting the golden sombrero, I think, on Patriots Day. Like, oh, God.
I think, and they were looking up at Baltimore in the division. And you're like, well, let's get past Baltimore before we even start. Remember, getting to 500 was the big deal.
Very exciting.
To 500, you're like, all right, if they get there, well, they can take a big sigh of relief. Well, now they're 11 games over 500. 7 straight wins is the most that they've done. They've won 7 consecutive series. And that was after they split with Cincinnati, which to me wasn't a great sign because they lost 3 out of 5 to Baltimore and then split with Cincinnati. So you're like, maybe they're not really ready. And then it's just been a house of fire. The pitching's been insane. Their guys in the lineup, like Devers and Bogarts and Martinez, have continued to hit. Jaron Duran, who won't be in Toronto, has been a pretty good leadoff hitter. Do you think that's going to knock his momentum down a little bit?
Just a little bit.
Yeah, it's not ideal.
Even though Hauk has been a roller coaster, an amusement park ride in the ninth, in recent day, I mean, you need every available arm to get every strikeout possible when you go up against the Beer League softball team that is Toronto. Now, I know the Red Sox have scored more runs than Toronto on the season, but far be it from me to want the Red Sox to be the catalyst to wake up the Toronto offense by going up there without your best players, without your speediest outfielder, your potential leadoff hitter, and, of course, one of your better bullpen arms.
Closer.
Yeah.
So Tanner Houck can't pitch in these 3 games in Toronto, and he's been a guy that's like on the record saying, like, I would do anything to win.
Would
like,
you?
All right, Meatloaf.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not so sure. Chances are he drew a line, and I don't know if he's inspired by Kyrie Irving or what his deal is, but that'll be in Toronto, and who knows if that ends up being a playoff matchup down the road, if those guys would change their mind or not. But it's just going to be 3 games, and then they come back in Chicago, and then it's all those games with the Rays and the Yankees leading into the deadline.
Which is great, great summer listening, which is great for here. Yeah. Obviously, it's great for the Sox fan. And it'll be nice to see if the Sox can get through these next 2 series, let's say 500 or just a whisker above. If they if they can go 1 out of 2, or come home 1-2, even go 2-1 up in Toronto, amazing. But by the time they get to the Yankees, I really want to see the difference between when they played earlier in the season than when the Yankees just went on this torrid stretch. And it seems they're sort of coming back to earth a little
cool,
bit right now.
Just a little bit.
Almost no hit yesterday, no hit on Saturday. Yeah. Let's see how the Sox measure up as they get healthier against the Yankees pretty soon, because I don't care about the division, but I would like to see these Sox armed. I want to see the Death Star fully operational by the time these two eventually collide again in October.
Speaking of the Yankees, late last week, Buster Olney had a report that he said, you know, the Red Sox could be involved in Aaron Judge. Where do you come down on that? So he's a free agent at the end of this year. He just went to arbitration. They settled. He wanted $21 million. The Yankees were like, we think you're worth $17 million. So then they settled on $19 million. But he doesn't have a massive extension yet. He is 30 years old. He is on pace for 62 Long Johnsons.
Wow, 62 Dongarinos.
Yep, which would break Roger Maris's, what, third place, fourth place, wherever Roger Maris has sunk to since then. But, I mean, the guy's going to get paid. Do you even give the Red Sox even a chance of this? Or is this just some sort of like just a writer talking about stuff?
Heard a great story last night. This has nothing to do with Aaron Judge, but I heard a great story last night from someone from Massachusetts. I saw at this Brooklyn wedding. They're like, oh, yeah, you work at WEEI. I used to go to Red Sox games back in the 1950s. I once got flipped off by Roger Maris.
How old is this guy? They had to wheel him out for this wedding?
70.
He's from Roger Maris. He remembers being a child. Roger Maris, that son of a bitch.
Remembers being a child and getting flipped off by Roger Maris. He's like, well, how about that?
That's pretty good.
He's like, it was real easy to see. There were 5,700 of us at the ballpark.
Yeah, that's true. I got flipped off by Jesse Orosco. I was
Did
giving
you really?
He was in the Orioles pen. I was really giving him the business.
Yeah, got the final out against Marty Barrett in 1986.
How do you like that?
Which caused me to miss a day of school for bereavement.
Wasn't even part of my material.
Nope.
I was as a high school kid, I think I was unaware of that.
Jesse Orosco.
Yeah, I gave him the business. Him and Jim Corsi. I was all over those guys.
Oh, yeah. Isn't Corsi involved? Wait, doesn't he do some Sox work?
He
now?
Might. Yeah, but he was on the Orioles at the time.
Yeah.
And the bullpen catcher threw the ball by him, and he didn't get it. And we screamed at him, hey, if the ball was a hamburger, I bet you would have caught it.
Hey, guys, we have an update on the Are They Dead or Alive desk from our very own Billy Lanny. Billy.
Jim Corsi passed away January 4th.
Good gravy.
Oh, my God.
I always loved Jim Corsi. And
buried right next to John Fogerty.
He was one of the...
Oh, I feel terribly.
He was a nice man.
Very nice. He was a great...
and a professional athlete.
Yes.
To many.
Upstanding member of society.
Which he put down his roots here.
Yep.
Come on, Billy. What are you doing to me here?
Taking Rich's skates right out from underneath.
He's like,
him.
Listen, my job is to make sure when you guys are talking about people, I let you know whether they're
actually,
alive.
Now I do remember. I do remember when I read that, and I felt
so. Do I?
I also feel glad that I never hurled insults at him in the bullpen.
I later took it back, and we became friends.
And you became friends.
Yeah. Ah, it's just a.
Sure, you know, I'll carry on your memory.
No, but Orosco's though we Orosco, gave more of the business to.
And you know, one would understandably have a grudge against Jesse Orosco.
Correct.
For his involvement in the 1986 World Series.
So while I'm watching the Red Sox, and I know your reaction is probably going to be, can you just enjoy the moment? And you know me, I sometimes go the other route at times.
I wouldn't call you like a...
I'm not negative.
No, you're not that negative. You're a little more real. Now, you're not Andy Hart or Chris Scheim, we'll say.
No.
But you're a little more pragmatic, yes.
So, but my thought is how important this season is to maximize, because regardless of how much you think all these guys are worth, what are the chances that next year's Red Sox lineup has Bogaerts, Devers, Story, and Martinez in it?
Whatever the percentage I put on it, I want it to be higher. I don't want them to break up this triumvirate. Why would you break this trifecta up? You have an infield. It's like when you have a great outfield, or when you had like, Mulder and Zito and Hudson. It's like, or like when you had Glavin,
Smoltz
Maddox. And Maddox. Like, keep this powerhouse trio, which obviously makes you a relevant, if not effectively competitive, or maybe even dominant team. Right. Keep them together. Just in case anyone who has access to the Venmo, crypto, or checkbook of the Red Sox is listening.
NFTs.
You can afford. You can afford all three players.
They should be able to.
You can pay. Yeah. You saw what happened in the Marcus, if Mookie Betts trade.
Marcus?
You didn't get that.
Call him Marcus,
well, that's
Betts?
What Jackie Bradley Jr. calls him. He's like Marcus is a tremendous man.
I mean, they're friends.
And they are. Exactly.
I don't think you're supposed to call him Marcus.
Mookie, fine. Well, okay.
Who the hell are you talking about? Anyway.
That was in memory for Jim. but honestly, there's no reason why you've got Story for... $23 million a year for several years.
Yeah.
He has transitioned very well to second base.
Overpaid, though.
Overpaid, but fine.
For a second baseman?
You already did. So now you've set a precedent by overpaying your second baseman, who potentially could be your shortstop of the future. But wait, there's also Marcelo Mayer down in the minors, uh-huh. who's probably going to be ready by 2024. For as long as you can keep him together, sign X-Man. Give Devers whatever he wants. I don't care. Just pay him a ton of money.
I agree.
And keep that together because you don't have the greatest outfield. I don't know what it's going to cost to keep Kike. Is he gone?
So that's where the Aaron Judge Aaron Judge thing pops up. And I don't think it happens either. But it's like, all right, there's your outfielder. And if for some reason, I shouldn't say some reason, if you lowballing Devers and Bogarts piss them off enough to want to leave, you probably have to have a backup plan.
But it didn't because Bogarts, who's a Scott Boras client, notorious for not wanting to negotiate in season, has said, hey, I want to stick around so much, I'm willing to listen to offers in season.
Yeah, I know. They're going to screw this up with him.
Keep him. Find a way to keep. If you have to move on from him in 2 years because Mayer is ready and his offense is going down or the defensive range, which they're so hypercritical of in the first place, goes down.
I just feel like Bogarts is going to hit free agency because he's going to opt out and he's going to get a lot of offers. Mm-hmm. J.D. Martinez, kind of sneaky, is going to get a ton of offers because now that you have
DH is everywhere. As far as the eye can see, Rich, everywhere. All I see.
From Arizona all the way to New York.
From Scottsdale to Situate. Nothing but designated hitters.
So if he finishes this season the way he started it, he's going to get, they're going to have to bid high to keep him. And then Devers, I know you have the extra year of control, but that's even a different stratosphere. Like you're talking about $350, $400 million to keep him.
Okay. One, not my money. Yeah, two, no, the Red Sox, third highest revenue generating team in Major League Baseball. Three, have you been to Friendly Fenway?
I have.
Pretty expensive. I want that money to go someplace and not just into ballpark improvements or truly viewing decks in right field. I would like to see the players that my kids who are watching that they love stick around and give us a generation of exciting baseball. Let's say you lose J.D. Martinez. Let's go. We'll play the hypothetical game. Sadly, you let Kyle from Waltham, a fan favorite, walk. Still thought that was a little bit of a mistake.
Yep.
I understand he played first base and outfield with a frying pan for a glove.
Yeah,
it is what it is. J.D. Martinez, maybe he goes someplace more comfortable, someplace with video and, you know, very conservative
all that
thoughts.
Equipment.
Yeah. So he goes there. Now, if you keep Bogarts and Devers in Story and Mayer comes up like in a year or two, you may have the flexibility, Rich, to give Devers some DH days as you put X-Man over at third base.
Yeah.
Or you could put Devers over first. Like, you might be able to reconfigure. But you've got three guys that hit really well, and they're obviously, now that they're all tuned up and working well, and they get along, don't mess it up.
Well, and they play well here. Like, that's the other thing. It's like, there's always that sort of X factor where, like, the Carl Crawford or Edgar Renteria or somebody comes in here and you're like, no, they're not really cut out for it. So that's worth even more. And again, Aaron Judge is a different, like, he plays well in New York. I'm sure he'd be fine
here. He's going to use but the some of those other freaking guys, Red Sox as leverage just to get the Yankees to pay him.
Yep. No, he definitely is. But I just wonder with Devers, like, if this thing plays all the way out and he just becomes a free agent in a year.
Right.
What are the chances that you bring him back? Now, are they probably, being the front office of the Red Sox, feel more pressure because of what happened with Mookie Betts. And you mentioned the popular players.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that has to stick out to them. Because for years, you would always see Manny, Ortiz, Pedro, shirts and jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
And then it sort of jumped, and there was a little bit of a gap there. Or then Ortiz kind of passed it on to Mookie Betts and Bogarts. And now it's Devers and Bogarts. That's like 90% of the kid shirts that you see.
Correct.
So if you move on from those guys, like what, like, hey, here's you know, Nick York and Jeter Downs. Like, that's not going to do it.
Well, Jeter Downs is it's going to be more like
Jeter Sent Downs.
Yeah.
Terrible. Terrible.
You're going to have Chaim Bloom calling people up this summer going like, can I interest you in the shiny new Jeter Downs?
And he used to be a top prospect.
No one is going to have any interest in that, sadly.
No.
Yeah, you have to, at some point, you have to just sort of like put your finger on the pulse of your fan base and what they want. You're not the Reds. You're not one of these. You're not
everybody.
The Pirates. You're like, you can afford these guys. Your fans love them. Ratings are up. People are listening to the Red Sox on the radio. People are also watching, or so I understand, baseball on television as well. Or so I have been told.
Right.
Not sure if they're paying $30 a month to be able to watch it anywhere, but
I
digress.
Do you know anybody who has purchased that item?
For Nessun Platinum or whatever they call it?
Because it's available now, I think.
Nessun,
I've never met a person.
Deluxe,
that,
no. I have not. That's
How much is HBO Max? Double it.
Okay, now give me HBO. Yeah. Okay, you can have HBO Max and Netflix, or you can have Netflix and the Disney Plus package and enough money to buy yourself a couple Narragansetts, or you can get Dave O'Brien in Nebraska.
You know, for me,
I love me some Obi.
It is a tough decision.
It's a tough call. Yeah. I don't know about that. So, you
but
keep
to sell
your,
that
keep
stuff,
your,
though, in all seriousness, like we're talking about, but to sell that stuff, like, you
keep
need
your
Devers.
Core together. Yeah. Aaron Judge, now, granted, Aaron Judge might hit 409 home runs if he plays exclusively at Fenway Park.
Pretty good.
Because he would be taking advantage of the short left porch, not the short right porch over at Yankee Stadium.
A lot of home
no
runs.
Rise. No, the judge has ruled.
He doesn't do every game anymore, so it'd be nice.
I know. Now, they got a different booth, but Susan Waldman is there.
She sure is.
She's the best. Yep. Oh, my God, John.
She's killing it. Yep.
She's on fire. To think that they would maybe even consider bringing in Aaron Judge? No. What do you? No. Why don't you put him in right field? You can play him in left. Like,
yeah.
He belongs. I want to see the lifetime Yankees, and I want to see the Red Sox stay Red Sox. Why? Because
why?
I'm going to dip into the Rich Keefe well here.
Yes.
I want to get back to good old-fashioned Red Sox versus Yankees. I hate you.
They hate them.
No grab ass.
None.
No hugging Jeter and Ortiz at second base.
Don't
no.
Want it.
I want Joe Kelly beating right. guys in April and starting brawls and people throwing beer bottles.
This is what I'm talking
at the
about,
stage,
finally.
Like it's the good old boys and the Blues Brothers. That's like, I want rivalry, Rich.
That's it. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Dave. He's up next. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, guys. Listen, I just wanted to say a couple things. Right. I always hated the Pawtucket Red Sox. I hated Pawtucket. I was drug over big time to Worcester yesterday. What an awesome take. Perfect park. The reason it doesn't look like it's crowded on TV is like all the tabletops are open seating, $5 parking. Mm-hmm. Oh, the best part, pitch clock out of there in 2 hours, 4 minutes.
That's nice.
This has to come to.
And Dave, right. I've also heard that Polar Park, in addition to being a very comfortable bar park, new, like you said, the open seating concept. I've heard good food and rich craft beers as far as
is
the eye can see.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
You got all those, great, all those great breweries out in Worcester providing freshies for you. And there's a lot of talent coming up because the Red Sox farm system, much better than it used to be.
Kind of an unwarranted shot at Pawtucket, but here we are. This is kind of what we got
let's
there.
Let's all be, actually, no, our friends at Narragansett have a new Pawtucket
all right.
place.
So well, 617-779-7937. You can join us on our Patriots conversation. We have Optimus Prime versus Negatron on the 2022 Patriots season coming up at high noon. Mm. But I want to pick your mind on something. We got another one this weekend. These musical biopics. Or biopics.
Ugh.
Yep, okay. I think I kind of know where you're headed, but we'll get into that coming up next.
WEEI.
I love EEI, man.
WEEI.
WEEI.
New England's
sports original.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Gresh, Keith. It's Gresh and Keith on WEEI.
Back here at Gresh and Keefe. Gresh is getting some dental work done, so Fitzy is in up until 2 o'clock, and this weekend, another one of these biopics. Are you a biopic or a biopic guy, first of all?
Biopic. Biopic either sounds like a procedure or maybe some sort of like half robot, half man, you know, like a robot with skin. Like,
yeah.
I don't like that.
So basically, all of film over the last 10 years.
Cinema
has been comic book movie.
Mm-hmm.
Sequel/reboot of something.
The like requel, if you will.
A requel, a reimagining.
As mentioned in the new Scream.
Yes.
Yes.
And also these.
Yes.
These sort of like, let's take a really famous person from the 50s, 60s, or 70s and then just tell their story now with song.
Yes.
Now, Elvis came out this weekend. And
never
actually,
heard of him.
Yep. He's on Ronnie T's right now. 78%.
Got a 78.
94 by the audience.
So probably a lot of love for the panache, style, and flair as brought by Baz Luhrmann, director of Moulin Rouge, among many other live out loud films that he's made. It doesn't, I'll be honest, Rich, the performance from whoever is the lead, this young up and comer, this young buck who plays
Austin
Elvis
Butler.
Presley. Austin Butler. Yes. Patriots tried him out at cornerback last year.
Didn't work.
Didn't pan out.
Didn't take.
Got the Elvis biopic. Looks like a very fine performance. Not so sure I'm in for Fat Tom Hanks as like the evil manager.
Colonel Tom Parker is the character that Tom Hanks
Colonel
portrays.
Colonel Tom Parker.
Apparently there's a lot of Tom Hanks in this movie.
A lot of Tom Hanks in this movie.
Richard Roper from the...
Formerly of Ebert and Roper.
Yep, Chicago Sun-Times. He says, Baz Luhrmann's brilliantly floods our senses with arresting sights and sounds.
Mm.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up on that one.
Arresting sights and sounds.
Have you enjoyed any of these?
None.
So... I didn't like Bohemian Rhapsody. And that's the one that won the Oscars.
Stinks.
Thank you.
Fire it into the sun.
Not good.
Get a copy of it on hard drive so it'll never be digitally projected again. If there's an actual copy of the film, dip it in benzene so that it may never be projected again.
I personally don't care for it either.
Bury it in the desert with all of the Atari E.T. movies. Remember the Atari E.T. game?
Of course I do.
It was buried in the desert?
Yeah.
It was so bad. It was a really bad game. That movie stinks.
So you're having a hard time with it.
Daddy, father, I just killed a man.
Big teeth,
it is one of the most... I mean, I can't believe Remy Malek, who's so great in Mr. Robot... Like, what was that, Mr. Robot?
He's only good in Mr. Robot.
I recently saw him in Night at the Museum 3. My kids love those movies. Saw him in that one. Okay,
fair enough.
I just saw him. Okay, he's fine. I didn't particularly love him in the Bond.
No, and the big problem
Bond
I had...
villain,
yeah, he's a Bond villain. The problem I had is... He won Best Actor for Bohemian Rhapsody, and he just lip-synced. He didn't actually sing.
No.
And then was it Taron Egerton in Rocket Man with the Elton John movie? He sang.
Yeah.
He sang all those
two. No love
and
for that
you
guy.
Also had you also had Bradley Cooper, who never sang before for A Star Is Born.
Yeah.
And he had to do vocal work on his throat to drop it 2 octaves so that he could sing like Eddie Vedder in the movie.
Yep.
He couldn't actually sing like that. And he actually sang in the movie because Lady Gaga said, I'm not doing the movie if you don't do it. He didn't win.
Rami Malek won.
Rich and John Moose say, as Rami Malek wins... For playing Freddie Mercury and Bohemian Rhapsody, father. As he wins for that over-the-top maudlin performance,
yeah.
You have guys like Bradley Cooper, who teaches himself guitar, has vocal surgery done, delivers one of the absolute catchiest karaoke-friendly bangers of the past decade.
It was a hit.
Makes a terrific movie, nonetheless, that handsome, grizzly,
oh my God, this
scruffy
guy.
Son of a bitch.
Do whatever you
and
want.
Also a dynamic performance as he co-writes the script and directs the movie.
Nothing.
But iRobot flies in and just talks with an overbite and lip-syncs.
Freddie Mercury.
Screw it.
I don't like it. So I'm not probably going to see this Elvis movie.
That's
for sure not going to.
Screams.
Yeah.
Screams like Coke Zero in one hand and, you know, like popcorn chips in the other as I'm on a JetBlue flight in a couple months.
That's fair. Yeah, you may be forced to do it. You're like, well, it's free. I can watch this right now.
It's this or Minions.
I'll say, though, for my generation, I don't know if you guys knew this, but Austin Butler has a storied career on the Disney Channel right around when folks my age were watching it. He played Zippy in Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide, was on iCarly, was on Zoe 101, which was the show for Jamie Lynn Spears' show before she got pregnant.
Well.
And then there was Wizards of Waverly Place, which was the Selena Gomez show. So he was on
those
shows.
Eventually,
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, he played Tex in that movie.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's where I've seen him.
But other than that, like, this is his big break.
But no, but you know what's interesting about that? You get someone who's Disney-friendly and will play to the younger crowd. Maybe this is a sort of an effort by Mr. Luhrmann et al.
Luhrmann?
To bring someone to the forefront, if you will, John, who's going to, like, help educate and, like, bring a new audience in to see Elvis because there's probably a giant Disney audience that has no idea who Elvis Presley is.
It's true, but you say the word educate, and this is my big issue with a lot of these biopics, is that I actually don't know this for sure. I assume it's the case. The Elvis estate is making this movie, basically. Like, they most
very
likely
pro-Elvis.
Have the write-off.
Right.
Yes.
And I saw Priscilla Presley O'Reilly or whatever the hell her name is these days.
Yes.
She said, like, they're using a quote from her. Probably has had no work done.
No, that's natural.
Nice, Beaver. Thanks. I just had it stuffed. They've been using a quote from her like, you have to see this movie. Elvis is alive again. Like,
do you think Elvis actually is alive? That is a conspiracy out there. A lot of people thought he and Tupac might be.
No.
Okay.
No. You cannot have that as many deep fried Percocet as he had for breakfast, lunch, and dinner and make it to the party.
All right. Is there a musician that has not had this treatment yet that you would like to see a movie
Absolutely.
Of?
I have spoken about him time and again here on these very airwaves. Bon Scott, the first lead singer of AC/DC, who, as I learned just a week and a half ago, was a cab driver in Australia where the Young Brothers happened to be at the time. And I think he sang for them and was able to convince them to give him a shot, and goes on to become one of the druggiest, sexiest, most badass lead singers in rock and roll history. And then, of course, he perishes, sadly. And then Brian Johnson takes over and becomes like the front man everyone knows from Back in Black on. But
you've thought this out. That's a good, that's a good one.
I would love, because that would, I mean, 70s, like just cocaine and drugs and, you know, Boogie Nights style. That's what you want to see. Get Paul Thomas Anderson behind that.
I like it very much. What about a Korn biopic where they where they have a discussion like, why should we go with 7-string guitars instead of 6-string?
Right.
I mean, that's 5 minutes of the movie.
How about it? What do we do with the other 95 minutes, Rich? How about
just rip heads off?
How about the 311 document?
Yep.
A nice 311
piece?
You'd
watch that, yeah.
I certainly wouldn't.
It's like, you guys are from where? You sound like what?
Yeah, how about, I know you used to listen to a little Limp Bizkit.
Oh, a Limp Bizkit one would be great.
Fred Durst?
A Fred Durst biopic.
He's a character.
The story ain't over yet.
I want a Fred
Durst. Can't make the Limp Bizkit show now.
Well, no, it'd be like, I'm sure there'd be
a sequel. Elton John. Elton John's still with us.
You do $3 bill,
y'all.
Yeah,
but that was like, you know, he was Dookie. Embarking on his final tour already by the time Rocket Man came
Not
out.
Not Dookie, that's Green Day. What was that's the other Green one Day. That they had? They had $3 bill, y'all.
And the Chocolate Starfish.
Yep, and then Hot Significant Dog. Other was another.
Mm-hmm. Green Day, Peter. Of course, they have a Broadway musicale.
Right.
Excellent. Steve DiAssi hated it. I liked it.
Fantastic. Well, because that's not his music, even though Steve DiAssi.
Big musical guy.
Big musical guy.
True.
I would see a Green Day one, interesting enough.
Nirvana.
Nirvana.
You have to get the right guy to pull that off, but pretty good. All right. Well, that's how we feel about that. You can tweet us and text us your thoughts on it, or jump in the old Twitch chat. Just follow WEEI to watch us on Twitch. But coming up next, we're going to do a little Optimus Prime versus Negatron for the upcoming Patriot season. We'll do that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.